To-do List Makeover, A Simple Guide to Getting the Important Things Done, author S.J. Scott. Why Most To-Do Lists Are Limited. This might sound familiar to you. You start each workday with a lengthy list of tasks. There's a lot to do, but you're confident that every item can be completed. Then something unexpected comes up. Next thing you know, the day is almost over. You work hard at a frantic pace, but you end up feeling frustrated because there's not enough time to do everything. We all write lists with the hope that they'll turn us into productivity machines. Sadly, to-do lists have the opposite effect. The wrong type of list can be demotivating, causing you to slack off and procrastinate. In other words, it's one thing to create a lengthy list, but it's a whole other thing to complete tasks when we're faced with dozens of distractions. It's time to rethink your to-do list. More often than not, people fill their lists with a disorganized mess of tasks, wants, needs, and random ideas. Then they sit around and wonder why they're not getting significant results in their lives. To do your to-do list as efficiently as possible, you must rethink the way you manage your daily life. Specifically, you should use multiple lists that cover different types of task, identify the important tasks, and know how to structure each day so you complete these items. There are 6 common mistakes many people make. 1. Writing lengthy lists. 2. Being ambiguous. 3. Not managing your time. 4. Focusing on small outcomes. 5. Not connecting tasks with goals. And 6. Agonizing over incomplete lists. Overcoming the common mistakes. Write down no more than 3 critical tasks for each day on a small piece of paper. These are the actions that will have the biggest benefit, so they should be given top priority. It also helps to start your day with one habit that drives your business forward. Each task should include a specific action. If you relate each task to a specific reward, you're more likely to complete it. Always keep in mind how each task on your to-do list benefits you. Introducing 4 types of lists. In order to maximize productivity, you need to clearly define the activities that make up your days, weeks, and months. The solution is for you to maintain 4 types of lists, each serving its own function. With this approach, you'll discover it's not hard to stay focused on important tasks and avoid the busy work that often masquerades as an urgent task. Idea Capture List. This list is where you deposit all the good ideas that you get throughout the day. You never know what will become a million-dollar idea, so your job is to develop the habit of writing down everything that pops into your head, even if it might seem dumb. Project Lists. Most ideas involve multiple steps, and in many cases you cannot complete them in a single day. That's why it's important to turn an idea into an action-oriented project list. Weekly Task List. We all have tasks that require daily effort, not as part of a one-time project, but as activities that need to be accomplished on a daily basis. Examples include processing email, making phone calls, and running errands. You also have to contend with random meetings, appointments, and personal obligations. All of these items should go into a document called a weekly task list. Write down 2 types of items on a weekly task list. Routine tasks. The weekly list is a connection of routine tasks you need to complete on a daily or semi-daily basis. Appointments and meetings. Most important things list. Whereas the weekly list is full of routine activities and scheduled obligations, the MIT list focuses on 3 very specific tasks that will be accomplished on any given day. MIT works best when you pick up 2 tasks that are immediately important, like working on a presentation or a major project, and a 3rd that's connected to an important habit. How to create MITs. Creating an MIT list is a habit that requires less than 5 minutes of your time. Simply follow these 7 steps. Use a post-it note or small index card. End each day by identifying three important tasks for the next day. Prioritise the list, putting the most crucial task at the top. Wake up and immediately start working on task one until it's completed, then task two, and then task three. Schedule any mandatory activities or appointments between the three tasks. Spend the rest of your day focused on other weekly list tasks. 8-step plan for getting accomplished in the time you allot for daily tasks. Step 1. Understand the nature of ego depletion. Ego depletion is a concept where people experience a diminished capacity to regulate their thoughts, feelings, and actions as they work throughout the day. You only have a finite amount of willpower. Realizing the impact of ego depletion and recognizing the best time to tackle important tasks are the keys to efficiency, productivity, and crossing things off your list. Step 2. Know when you can work best. A circadian rhythm is your daily cycle of activities based on a 24-hour time period. It is influenced by variations in the environment. For example, the change from night into day affects your sleeping habits. These rhythms also affect humans and reflect how certain times of the day are better for completing certain activities. The tricky part is that there's no universal circadian rhythm, but simply some people work better in the morning and others love working well into the evening. Your goal is to understand when you work best and plan activities around your cycle of energy. Step 3. Create an energy rating for tasks 1 to 5. After completing your weekly to-do list, there is one more step to add before starting on individual tasks. Rate each task on your list from 1 to 5. A task with a rating of 1 requires the lowest level of energy. A task with a rating of 5 requires the highest level of energy. This is important because if you don't know how much effort is needed for each task, then you won't be able to complete tasks in the most efficient manner. Step 4. Start with high energy tasks. The peak level of energy is usually at the start of each day. Use this time to complete your MITs. You will be motivated, focused, and have more willpower to complete any task you tackle. Starting your morning off by completing a task and crossing it off your to-do list is also a boost for you to move on to the next task. You'll experience a feeling of accomplishment. Step 5. Proactively procrastinate on low energy tasks. On your to-do list, there are sure to be tasks that require less energy. These are the tasks that you should save for the times when you're tired or unmotivated, like in the afternoon or after eating a large lunch. Step 6. Practice asking a simple question. After you work on your MITs, go through your to-do list and look at the remaining tasks. The key when deciding what to do next is to focus on how you're feeling right at that moment. This is a great way to match your energy levels to tasks you need to complete. Step 7. Take frequent breaks. It's impossible to maintain a high level of energy throughout the entire day. That's why you need to take frequent breaks that allow for quick bursts of energy renewal. The key here is to develop the habit of shutting down for a few minutes. The 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off pattern isn't written in stone. Start a timer and try to focus on one task for as long as possible. When you notice your concentration slipping, stop the timer and take a break. Commit to getting started. You cannot finish a task if you never even start it. Commit to the tiniest of tasks on a daily basis. Once you get started, it's likely you'll keep going until success creates more success. Never underestimate the power of a to-do list. One of the reasons we're stressed out is because our minds are filled with incomplete thoughts and ideas. Stop thinking about them and start creating lists to guide your actions. A to-do list allows you to clarify every thought that pops into your head